The city's 2025 budget is up for ratification at Monday's council meeting, along with discussions on affordable housing, homeless encampments, and more in council's busy agenda. The meeting kicks off with budget ratification at 12:30 p.m. in the council chamber, with a regular meeting of council to follow. 2025 budget. As it stands, the 2025 budget carries a 5.42% tax hike for residents in the new year, or an additional $72 per $100,000 of assessed residential property value. 5.04% of the anticipated hike comes from increased demands from external service providers, such as Ontario Provincial Police, OPP, and the County of Simcoe, with the city's operations accounting for 0.38% of the tax increase, a figure that was whittled down extensively during budget deliberations last month. On Monday, the taxi levy increase could come down further still. After the province announced funding to help offset OPP budget hikes, which affected municipalities around the province, Mayor Don MacIsaac told Aurelia Matters he plans to retable a motion to divert $2 million originally slated for the city's general asset management reserve to help offset the tax hit. While council initially shot the motion down last month, MacIsaac hopes to deposit the anticipated $1.6 million in financial relief from the province back into the reserve after taking the $2 million out to offset the tax hike in the new year. Dueling motions on homeless encampments. After a dozen big city mayors called on the province to use the notwithstanding clause to deal with homeless encampments, city council will deliberate on whether to support the idea, which would temporarily override certain charter rights. On one side of the aisle are councillors Janet Lynn Durnford and Jay Fallis, calling on council to oppose the use of the notwithstanding clause, arguing vulnerable residents are deserving of support rather than further marginalization, caused by using the clause to dismantle encampments or displace residents. The two councillors joined dozens of municipal politicians from around Ontario to speak against the idea last month, and their Monday motion highlights that the charter is intended to protect the fundamental rights of all Canadian citizens, without exception. On the other side is Councillor Whitney Smith, who is seeking council's endorsement of the big city mayor's call to use the notwithstanding clause to address the growing crisis of encampments and homelessness, barring the request to strengthen mandatory community-based and residential health care. Harvey Settlement Road Closure. Council will consider closing a portion of Harvey Settlement Road through the winter for safety purposes, given its steep grade and sharp turn near its intersection with University Avenue. City staff note the section is dangerous for vehicles during winter months, particularly large vehicles such as snowplows, which routinely struggle to make it up the hill and can slide through University Avenue when driving down the hill. As a result, staff have requested a road closure between University Avenue and the drive lane at 695 Harvey Settlement Road from December 15 to March 15. Affordable Housing Reserve. Fallis hopes to gain public support for holiday donations to the city's Affordable Housing Reserve, requesting a news release be prepared and that staff explore creating a $2 donation option on city debit credit machines. In his report, Fallis notes it's been possible to donate to the reserve over the past year, as an online link was made available during the citywide garage sale day this past summer. It seemed appropriate to make an appeal for donations during the holiday season for anyone interested in giving to this important cause, states Fallis's report. Townhouse development on Westmount Drive. Council will consider whether to approve zoning bylaw amendment requests from Yassine Nimji, who hopes to bring 114 stacked townhouses to the former Mount Slavin Public School property at 50 Westmount Dr. N. Residents previously raised parking and traffic concerns with the development at a public meeting in November. Council inquiries. Four council inquiries will be considered Monday afternoon, with each seeking council's support for staff reports on a variety of issues. Fallis is requesting a report on implementing a no-parking zone between 104 and 114 Atlantis Drive. Fallis and Durnford are requesting a report on the results from the city's housing needs assessment for April 2025, as well as key elements of the Poverty Reduction Action Plan, also requesting staff consult with the County of Simcoe and local nonprofits on housing solutions, to report back by October 2025. Fallis and Cowan. Tim Lauer are requesting a report on the feasibility of implementing signage for tree and plant species identification in Couchiching Beach Park. Finally, Lauer is requesting a report on the feasibility of installing permanent all-way stops at Brant and Matchedash Streets, as well as Tecumseh Street and Lightfoot Drive.